Weeks of national protests have brought some surprising voices forward, and one of the more surprising came just over a week ago.
We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of Black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black lives matter.
That's National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking in a video message released a week ago Friday. While he didn't mention former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick by name, he was clearly talking about the punitive stance taken by owners toward Kaepernick and others who followed him in kneeling during the national anthem in protest of police violence. President Trump famously called such players vulgar names and urged owners to fire them. We wanted to hear reaction from other players who've been outspoken on issues and face backlash for it. So we've called former NFL linebacker Brendan Ayanbadejo. He is a three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, and a Super Bowl champion with the Baltimore Ravens. As a Raven, he was criticized for his outspoken support for LGBTQ rights and inclusion. And Brendan Ayanbadejo is with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Michelle, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with you again.
So how does it feel to hear the NFL commissioner say those words after all this time, after the president called on team owners to fire people who took a knee, calling players who protested by epithets, and frankly, seeing somebody like Colin Kaepernick's career basically end because of his stance?
Well, I think for now, it's just a moral victory. It's good to hear. I wouldn't say it's great to hear. Would have loved to have had people listen sooner before there was a lot more violence, before there was a lot more lives lost. But we've still, you know, we're still getting it. So that's why I say it's a moral victory, not necessarily a victory.
And one of the reasons we called you is that you know a little bit about what it's like to be called out for taking a stance on an issue outside of football. When you came out in support of same-sex marriage, you were the first professional athlete to support marriage equality. And a state legislator actually wrote a letter to the Ravens owner criticizing you. And I do feel the situations are analogous in that a lot of people don't understand why wealthy, you know, famous athletes would take a stand on issues outside of football. In your case, I think it's analogous because you don't identify as gay. You are straight. You're married to a woman. And you spoke up out of a sense of duty, right, to do so. So
yes.
First of all, I wanted to ask, like, what's it like to be, you know, targeted like that for taking a stance as you know, in a way that other citizens might feel more free to do?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it does take a sense of EQ, emotional intelligence. It does take a sense of self-awareness. I always knew it was an equal rights, a civil rights issue. It was never about LGBTQ people. Just like this issue isn't about Black people, even though it is Black Lives Matter right now. It's all about racial equality. And that was what I had to do. My moral compass was probably just a bit ahead of the nation's.
But what was it like, though? I mean, to have a state legislator basically send the owner of the team that you play for? What's that like? By name?
It's nerve-wracking. Yeah. It's nerve-wracking because, you know, I thought my job was in question, and then people would question my sexuality as well. And so they question your humanity. It was definitely challenging when you don't have all the support to help you stand up tall. So it was right after or right before a preseason game when everything kind of hit the fan, and I didn't know if I was going to have a job the next day until I ran to the team president.
Are there tangible changes you'd like to see the NFL make now that they've put out this statement? I mean, you said it's a moral victory. What do you think the NFL should be doing?
Oh, I mean, from a corporate responsibility standpoint, from a team ownership standpoint, you know, who are the executives in the NFL? And then what types of statements are they going to make? When's Jerry Jones going to speak up? And when's he going to stand up and make an impact? Robert Kraft, you see some coaches speaking up and standing up, but I'd like to see it from the top down.
I'm just sort of wondering why it is that, was there no vehicle to express these things before? What do you think it is that caused the NFL to at least Roger Goodell, at least to kind of say that I was wrong and we should have listened sooner? Because it implies correctly that people were sharing these stories sooner, and for whatever reason, it didn't make an impact.
Yeah, and the same with why did Drew Brees make the statements and the comments that he made? These incidents have been going on for 400 years in our country. We just have video footage to show it and to support it and to back it up. So when you see someone breathe their last breath when you see a child get murdered by a police officer, it scars you and it hurts you and the Black community more than anybody else. Because I see my son, or I see me as a father not returning home, and, you know, I'm wearing my Black square. If you're white, you're not wearing that Black square. It doesn't hit you the same way. And I think people are just now starting to listen and starting to understand, but it's so much deeper than just that. Systemic racism is so much more than just the police. It's access to education and food, healthcare, and it's beyond more than just the violence that you see. It's all the passive racism that's in the system as well. So I think people are starting to listen. We're starting to have those conversations, and I think they're starting to take it to heart, because why would you listen to a guy that's in the NFL? You make $1 million, you're living your dream life, so on and so forth, but you still have to walk around with your Black square on.
That's Brendan Ayanbadejo. He played 13 seasons in the NFL, winning a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. He is now an entrepreneur and an activist. Brendan Ayanbadejo, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.